Tonight, we will share space with Cheryl Petty. She is a doctor of education. She is an equity and systems change consultant and has worked and taught in the fields of educational, organizational development, healing, and systems change for nearly 30 years. She also teaches and is ordained in Yoruba Lukumi. Did I pronounce that correctly, Cheryl?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Pretty darn close.
Okay, thanks. And Tibetan Buddhist, Nyingma lineages, which she has practiced since 1996. She holds degrees in mathematics, systematic and philosophical theology, a doctorate in leadership and change, is a certified yoga asana instructor, and is authorized to share practices based in Bon Buddhist Dzogchen. That's wonderful. Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl partners with institutional clients with significant national and global footprints via her consulting firm, Movement Tapestries, providing deep equity, organizational transformation, and systems change support. She also supports the integration of equity and contemplative practice in institution-wide and field-level change. Her work aids systems to function in more rigorous, courageous, loving, and healthy ways for the benefit of all. She also helps build and strengthen the field of equity and organizational transformation practitioners, which contributes to the healing of organizations and systems as far and wide as possible. Cheryl, thank you for returning to this class.
She's so sweet. She did the whole thing. Whoa. Hi, folks. Nice to see you all. Thank you for having me. So wonderful. I'm looking forward to you all's voices getting in here as you are able. Oh, okay. Thank you, Ray. Folks, take care of your health and wellness. We're going to be doing a number of different things. And I got a chance to chat while you were in your small groups earlier. I got a chance to chat with Rashana and Jerry just to kind of get caught up on what you've been up to. And I was like, oh, that's really similar to what I was planning for tonight. So we'll endeavor to make sure that nothing feels duplicative and actually adds and takes you somewhere additionally supportive. I'm going to share my screen in a moment. We'll go in and out of the PowerPoint. And then I'll let you know how we're going to maneuver. How does that sound? Any sort of top of mind? I'm going to ask you something in a minute, but anything top of mind before we get started? There's going to be some practice. There's going to be some presentation. There's going to be some journaling. There's going to be some pair shares. There's going to be some more practice, and then it'll be time to be done. Okay, right on. So today I was thinking, as I looked at my notes and was kind of reflecting on where you all would be in the kind of cycle of this year, I thought I would give an overview of at least how I think about types of practice. And if you got a chance to read some of those components of the book Ocha Dharma, you may have this may be familiar to you. If not, this may be new. And then, as I mentioned, I'll share a couple of different sets of practices. Some will be physical and some will be something else. I'm not going to say until we get there. And then we'll chat with one another. You don't need these. You already know that. Okay. So I want to start with this question I'm going to give you on the next slide and ask you to actually do some journaling or reflection on your own. You don't have to journal if you don't feel like writing anything. If you just want to sit and think about the question, that's totally fine. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes and then we will put you in pairs and Rashana or Jerry will do that. One question I'm just going to peruse since I can scroll up and down and see you all. Did everybody get a chance to read something of the pre-reading? Something. Okay, some people didn't get a chance to read any of it. Okay. Then the next question will be a little bit challenging, but there's a part two which you might be able to answer. So actually, let me show you the title because this will give you the part two. The question is, I'm going to ask you to reflect on the readings, any portion of them that you did, and any reflections, takeaways, or questions from those. And if you didn't read the readings, I'm going to show you the title of this session, and you can reflect on that. Noticing and untangling knots, further unleashing our goodness. So the question is, either reflect on that title and or any portion of the readings that you read. And I'm going to stop talking and give you a few minutes, and then we'll get you into your pairs.
Thank you.